It's actually a service that has been in existence. When I say existence, in the sense that prayer has been in existence. So it's always been offered. But what makes it new is the collaboration amongst five different congregations that are choosing to work together to stand in the gap and pray for our region, pray for the Countsville, Farnham, East Farnham, Knowlton, the region surrounding the Tony will clarify the name of the region properly. I don't want to butcher the name. I am new to the region, so I. So the collaboration of these five churches coming together, we in such a time that is timely, in a divided world that we live in, and seeing five different denominations, regardless of our theological understanding, our theological expression, the one common denominator that connects all of us together is the centrality of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the longing, the desire to pray for our community and to stand in the gap. Yeah, so that's what makes this project really new and unique from my point of view. Yeah.
Also from my point of view, it's that with all the COVID going on, and people have a lot of needs and a lot of problems because of the confinement. And with this prayer hotline, we're able to show people that Jesus Christ is a loving and compassionate God, because as we pray for those needs, we are confident that they will be answered. Because we've been praying for people in the community as well, as we get to know about it, and God has moved and He has healed people and He has done some miraculous things. So by showing the people that God cares for them by answered prayer, this will draw them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's our
attitude, our motivation, you know.
And to complement what Tony has just said, here's a testimony that I'm going to read from one of the people we prayed for. We prayed for collectively, but I wasn't the one that really directly connected to this individual. I quote, "In December, I was in a terrible pain on the left side of my abdomen. I went to the doctor and he told me maybe it was in the bowel and the bladder, which I told the pastor about. He offered to pray with me for my condition so that God could heal me. God could heal what I had. As we were not sure of the affected area, the pastor said, only you, God, know where the pain is. And a request for healing was made. After a scan taken at the hospital, it was determined that everything was in perfect health, so I ended up only with a muscle ailment. Thanks to my God." Mm-hmm. End of quote.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Good. Beautiful. Yeah.
Very beautiful. So is this service open to people of all different faiths?
Yes.
Yes. It is open. It does not matter where you come from, where you are in the line, in your theological spectrum or belief. You can go to our website, or you can pick up a telephone and call. You can leave your prayer request, and it will be prayed for. This is by no means a way we can, if you want us to contact you, we will follow up with you for testimonies. But otherwise, it can be done anonymously, and it can be done in your own, knowing that there's privacy, that we will guard your privacy as much as possible.
That's very important to us, the confidentiality of the prayer request, you know, and it's up to the person to leave a contact number if he wants to, but it's not necessary.
Right.
On the website,